What's up, Miles? How you doing, man?
Thank you for joining us, Zach. Yeah, man, how are things going up your way?
Coach?
Yep, can you hear me? All right, cool.
I do.
Sorry, we're just having a little technical issue this afternoon with Zoom, so I appreciate your patience. Zach, just kind of the focus right now for the team in these last couple of weeks before the season starts.
Ready to go now, Miles?
Yes, we were trying to start the recording. We're having some technical issues with Zoom today.
Okay. No, I think our focus is the same, frankly, as it is any other year. Maybe it's a little bit more under the radar, and people may not know the names and faces as much as they did the past couple years. But our focus is making sure that defensively we're all on the same page. Offensively, our guys have a pretty good understanding. We're still working through some of that as well. But I think, if you look at the numbers defensively in the past 5 years, they have improved each year. I think we've got a plan of what we're trying to do. And as we add new names and new personalities and new pieces to the puzzle, we want to make sure they understand what's made us successful on the defensive end. So as we get closer to competition outside of blue versus gold every day, which as a coach can be a little bit frustrating because every good play by blue or gold is against someone else who also is wearing the blue or gold. So I think we're all looking forward to competition, whether it be a scrimmage, a charity event, an exhibition, what have you. It's time to play some other people, and we're going to have to learn to fly a little bit, but really excited about the promise for this season.
Reminder, if you have questions throughout the day, to please use the hand raise feature and we will get to you throughout the day. Aaron?
This question is for Yame. Yame, I kind of asked Zach the same question. You guys have had so much success in the last 4 years. Obviously, last year with 20 wins, second in the conference. And then you lost a ton of pieces in the offseason, a lot of new faces. You're picked 11th in the conference. You don't have any players on the all-conference preseason team. And I'm just curious, what are your thoughts going into the season? Does that add like any kind of extra chip on your shoulder? Are you looking to surprise? Like, what is the player's mindset going into the season after all the success you've had in the recent years?
Well, it definitely adds a chip on our shoulder. More like our coach would say, a crack in our shoulder, because the chips fall off after we achieve, some that we think we should. But yeah, it's definitely been a new experience with all the new people coming in, losing some players, but having to step up into the leadership role, me, some of my teammates, Kobe McGee, it's been something new, but I think we've been doing it well. And a lot of new players that are coming, I don't think anybody really knows what they have to bring to the table. So I think we'll be fine coming into the season.
Zach, you have an opportunity to play a couple games at Wells Fargo this year, and not only as part of how the Big Five is expanded and being a part of that, but also this game against Penn State. What does that do just for the program, to be playing in an NBA arena, to be playing those types of high-profile games throughout the non-conference play?
I think it does a number of things. First and foremost, in recruiting, you're able to talk to a young, potential student athlete and tell them that we're going to play two games inside an NBA arena. I don't know if that's happening in our league very often, and we're going to get to do them twice in the month of December. I think it'll be pretty good crowds playing a Big Ten team. Obviously, Penn State has a large alumni base in the greater Philadelphia area right before Christmas. I think that'll be a well-attended game, great opportunity for our program to be on display. And then also the Big Five event, which I think was a huge success last year. If you think about the pod system, the triple header at Wells Fargo that involved us beating nationally ranked Villanova, involved LaSalle winning on a half-court shot over Penn at the buzzer, and then a heavily contested St. Joe Temple game. So kind of brought back some old Big Five vibes of everybody playing in the same arena at the same time. Maybe it's not the Palestra, but I think this was a much more beneficial experience. So I love that we get the chance to be in Wells Fargo twice this season. And, we're working hard to make that something a bit of a recruiting pitch and advantage for us moving forward in other years.
Yame, for you just to be a part of that, not only with playing in an NBA arena, but the Big Five, and how you get to be part of what's really a special city for college basketball. And just what pride does the program take in that and being that team that competes in that tournament?
We take a lot of pride in it, especially being one of the newly added teams that was left out and then coming in and making a statement last year. Like it was something big for us, and we look to do the same thing this year.
Awesome. Trevor.
Hey, let me hop in
Yeah,
there
go
real
ahead, Zach. Yeah.
quickly, humbly, and Yame is very humble about this, but there's so much to be said about, and there's probably too much, in my opinion, about what has left our program and not enough celebrated about who decided to stay and invest in our current culture and really be a part of what's going on. Yame Butler, when we had some people decide to leave, was one of the first players to text me and say, "Hey, coach, we're going to be okay. Like, I know stuff's going on. We're going to be fine." And if you go back and look about how we won that game against Villanova, right? We all remember the block shot at the end of the game, right? But do we remember Yame Butler in transition, right? Right to left crossover, reverse layup on the left-hand side, start the second half with a made corner three. Yame's game puts pressure on the defense. He puts pressure on the rim to get downhill, and he's done a good job doing that. So I just want to take a minute and celebrate him a little bit that we had success last year, and Yame was a big part of some of those big wins, especially the one at Wells Fargo against Villanova. Sorry, I'll
Appreciate it.
let you
Thank you.
guys keep asking questions now.
No, that was actually pretty in line with what I was going to ask. Like, I know after the loss in the CAA tournament last year, you knew you were losing a group of guys to graduation, Luke House being a big one, and just how emotional that moment was for a guy like him around your program. But just to kind of to what you just kind of alluded to, kind of maybe continue just what you were talking about, like maybe Kobe specifically, and talk to us just about some of the offensive growth and maybe what. Luke is an incredible shooter. That's a huge loss. And obviously talk about how some guys have grown in that regard and how they can be really beneficial.
Yeah, I think that there are elements of Luke House's approach that are still, his fingerprints are all over this arena and how he worked hard and what he did. Luke, by the way, was our 15th guy to play professionally, just played for a team in Germany over the weekend, had some success. That was fun for our guys to see after practice on Saturday. But the Luke House work ethic, that tradition of guys being in the gym, I would say very much, Trevor, has been passed down to our guys that have decided to stay. And as a coaching staff, we're going to invest in the guys that choose to be here. Kobe McGee, maybe no better example of that, along with Shane and Yame and Cole. Those are guys that have been in our program. Cole Hargrove's a good basketball player. He's had to go up every day for the past 2 seasons. Amari Williams. And when Amari went out to get a drink of water, he's getting attacked physically by Garfield Turner. So you only get better when you have exposure to players like that. So we're very excited for Cole and his role to jump out and be expanded, and really looking forward to Kobe leading us. I think Kobe's been one of the more consistent vocal voices in practice this fall and summer. Some of the individual conversations with Kobe have been, he's always been a very mature young man, but I think we're really seeing the benefits of his experiences for 2 years now in expanded role on and off the floor. He's working as hard as anybody, and he's putting the time in. So we're really excited for the guys that are here, and we just continue to invest in them. I also think it speaks volumes to our culture, right? And it's an overused word, especially on a day like today. I'd replace it with care. I think Yame cares a great deal for our program and his teammates. Kobe, Shane, Cole, Garfield, so many guys that are back care a great deal for each other, and they want to go through this together. And Bryce speaks in 8 years, Miles, Trevor, we've had three underclassmen graduate, excuse me, three underclassmen transfer and play at another school. That's it. That could happen in some teams in one season. So I'm proud of the program that we've built. And our sustainability from a different way will be on display this year with the leadership of Yame, Kobe, Shane, and Cole, as well as other guys that are jumping into the mix that have had played at other places.
Thank you, Coach.
Paul, last question.
Question for Yame. So some of your best games throughout this your time at Drexel have kind of come when there's been a little bit of a vacuum on offense, when you've been a little bit undermanned and you've been able to kind of lead the offense. So kind of what do you see as the opportunity coming into this season where there is a little bit of a vacuum on offense that you're stepping into?
I do think I'll have a lot more opportunity, but I also think that I don't think that we're missing as much as people think that we are. We have a lot of players coming in, some returning players that have a lot, and they didn't have the opportunity that they could have had last year too. So we have a lot on the offensive side. So I do think that my role will be more dependent on, but also I think that we have other players that will bring it to the table too.
Zach Yame, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season.